This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. I'm Holly Snape from Community Waikato, and a voice we haven't heard for a little while, Roseanne Murray, also Community Waikato. Welcome.
Thank you, Holly.
It's good to have you back on board, and pleased you can chat with me today. We're going to have a bit of a conversation about a broad range of things that are happening in the community and social service sector currently. Unfortunately, not in the studio with me today, but it's good to have your voice here anyway.
No, I'm more than happy to be on the radio show today.
So, look, we're going to start, though, with a bit of a conversation about something called the Wall Walk, which, so there's W-A-L-L, the Wall Walk. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and how you're going to get involved?
Yeah, so our organisers around, along with Interactions and also Progress to Health, are all looking at doing a pilot project around responsiveness to Te Tiriti. And Progress to Health have already organised to do this wall walk. And what it is walking through a timeline of events in New Zealand history, and we're focusing on the relationship between Māori and the Crown. So we're all going to come together at a venue, and we're going to sort of talk about all of these different types of topics. And they've actually split us up into groups to do a little bit of homework. And the group that I'm with, some of my colleagues at Community Waikato, we're going to do a narrative around the dog tax war of 1898.
The dog tag war, was that what you
tax
said?
War.
Dog tax law. Interesting. So, okay, how do you find out information on that?
Well, luckily we were given a few links to different websites to have more information. And it's amazing what you can find, actually, on the website. So we found out that the government back in about the 1880s set this tax in place that everyone that had a dog was taxed a certain amount of money. And it all came about because the new settlers had sheep, and they believed the Māori, their dogs, the kuri dog, was attacking the sheep. And so in a way, I suppose, it was a way to try and reduce down the number of dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
And so then there was a bit of a rebellion by a group up in the Hokianga area. And it just talks a little bit about what happened there. And then look, other topics talks about the prophets Te Whiti and Tohu and how that culminated in Pari Haka Day. It talks about voting, how that all first started, and just a few other sort of historic, I suppose, key events back in sort of around the late 1800s.
It sounds fascinating. Do you know who actually is leading this?
You know, that is a really good question. Of who is doing that.
Because the leadership in terms of who's encouraged us to do it was through, like you said, Progress to Health had sort of connected with this and found out about it. But do we know any more kind of about who is behind the Wall Walk?
Yeah, so there's a lady called Dr. Simone Ball. And she's, the key connector. She's going to narrate the story, and she's going to make links between all the topics. But she's wanting our help to be able to also help telling the story of some of those key events in our history. So it's not just all of us listening to her. It's something that she's set up and really are keen to see how it all works out, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a bit gutted that I have to miss it because I'm actually going to be away. But, I mean, it sounds fascinating, that sort of what overarching premise is really understanding policing, you know, and the history of that through a Māori lens and the impact on Māori. So I think that that's going to be so insightful. Yeah, very, very interesting. So you and a lot of our team are involved in that as well, and you've been doing your homework, I understand?
We have, so, you know, not that we're competitive or anything, but the group that I'm in, we've had a couple of sessions together, and we have to do a six-minute presentation back to the other group.
Nice.
And actually, what's really refreshing is that we're not allowed to use any PowerPoint.
Mm.
We're not to read from notes. So we've got to really pick out some of the key points and just sort of how we can emphasise that. And it can be a poem, it could be a song, or it could be some sort of role-playing.
Nice. I think that's fantastic. So I think what we need to do is, once you guys have been through it, maybe we'll get a couple of you in to come in and have a conversation about how it's all gone, eh? And then if people do want to experience it for themselves, we can pass on the details about how to sign up.
Yeah, most definitely. I think, you know, it's going to be really interesting to experience it.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll then be an advocate for other people to have a go as well.
100%. No, that's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, well done.
Thank you. And so if I turn the table around the other way, what have you got coming up?
Well, yeah, so I can't be there because I'm going to be at a facilitators conference in Tauranga. So that's going to be fantastic. It's an opportunity just to understand your work a little bit more and hopefully be in a position to provide good support for our community advisors who do work in a facilitating space relatively often. It's also cool because it's over in Tauranga and that's my home stomping ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm quite looking forward to that. Yeah. So, no, I mean, that's kind of what I'm up to in the next, you know, week or so. And I've got that, and then I'm also in Wellington for a period of time. I think, you know, one thing we were talking about earlier is the amount of pressure on community organisations at the moment, and there's a lot of need for additional support. So at the moment I'm kind of engaged in, obviously, my day job with Community Waikato, but stepping in a bit at Community Networks Aotearoa and at Te Whare Kōkanga at the moment. So juggling a few balls.
Yes, and there's only 24 hours in a day, isn't there, Holly?
Unfortunately, there is only 24 hours in a day. And some of them you want to hold back for sleeping, right?
That's true.
But no, it's the conference is certainly, I think, going to be a really cool opportunity just to learn some new skills. It's something that, you know, all of us to some degree are required, you know, through capacity and capability strengthening, to have some skills, you know, in this space. There's some really interesting speakers. There's a Rachel Dubois, bit of a crowd favourite apparently in the last one. So she's talking about building connection through play. And it's interesting, eh, Roseanne, that we've seen a little bit about, you know, working with play, like being playful, and how that can actually increase productivity for teams and well-being.
That's right. It seems to be an area that people are trying to encourage and build into the culture of the organisation. And probably especially where you've maybe got a fairly highly stressed type of job or something like that.
Yeah.
Is to think about, look, we're still going to have some sort of fun and to be able to enjoy what we do.
Yeah, exactly. And similar, if we think of, you know, some of the work they've been doing at Creative Waikato as well, putting together, you know, that creativity every day and really encouraging people to think a little bit outside the box through different activities, and, you know, how that can contribute to well-being, but also, your productivity, which I think's, you know, just really interesting. It is easy to get a bit nailed down, eh, and doing things the same way, you know, all the time. And good to step outside of our usual ways of practice, I think, sometimes.
It sure is. And if I think about what I was just saying about with this wall walk that we're going to be doing, you know, when we first read it and saw that it was like no PowerPoint, no reading from notes, but suggesting like maybe poetry or role play or something, we all sort of went, oh no. But then we thought, well, actually, this is going to jump us out of our comfort zone and opportunity to be a bit more playful.
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, interesting. I'm wondering if we just take a short break because we are whipping through the time and we just want to leave a little bit of time to come back and talk about the bulletin and what are some of the things going on in the community. So here's just a little bit of There's a Fraction Too Much Friction, and we'll be back with you very shortly. There's a fraction too much friction. There's a fraction. Classic New Zealand music again. There's a fraction too much friction. I'm here, Holly Snape, with Community Waikato and Roseanne also from Community Waikato, talking today about what's sort of happening in the community. And the weekly bulletin, which Community Waikato puts out obviously once a week, captures such a breadth of community opportunities, right, Roseanne?
Yeah, look, it sure does. And one of them in particular is around nominations open now for civic awards through the Hamilton City Council. You can go onto their website, which is www.hamilton.govt.nz to find out more about the criteria and what's required in the nomination form. And so often we have all of these, especially volunteers that give so much of their time to support their community, but maybe just don't get that recognition. And this could be a fantastic opportunity for them to be recognised.
I think that's so true. And I think, you know, particularly across the community sector, we have some people who are so passionate and active in what they do for communities. And we sometimes forget just to take that time to acknowledge them. So, you know, encouraging any of our listeners here, if you've got someone who's been, you know, really committed through the years in your organisation that you'd like to nominate, it is well worth, I think, ensuring they get a bit of public recognition for the efforts that they put in to just really make the world a better place, eh?
That's so true. Yeah, so... Look, as I said, you can just go onto the website to look up more information and be able to download the nomination form.
Yeah, totally. Nice and easy process too. It's pretty straightforward as long as you really know what sort of things I've been doing. It's pretty straightforward to get done. So yes, absolutely. That's the first thing. What else have we got, Roseanne, for people to look into?
There's lots of different sort of workshops and training opportunities.
Yeah, a few of them coming up in August, eh? There's quite a few going on.
There are, yeah, most definitely. So Community Law Waikato have got a series around legal education.
Oh, I've done this. Have you done it before?
I have just been to one of them.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. And there's lots of different topics. Obviously, there's some about money, you know, maybe if you've got yourself into debt or potentially insolvent, there's a workshop on the 31st of July at 12 p.m.
Cool.
And then there's few around family law, and there's also a few around courts and the processes and things like that as well that'll be coming up in October.
Yeah.
So that information is available on their website, which is www.clwaikato.org.nz.
Yeah, no, that'd be well worth checking out. It's another interesting one here called Managing Performance and Behaviours. That's on the 7th of August that I thought looked really fascinating. It's using a resolving differences model, and it can sort of help anyone learn sort of those four steps to preventing and resolving conflict and helping, you know, that conflict turn into something far more positive. So, you know, a lot of people under pressure at the moment, and we are seeing tensions and conflicts in a lot of organisations. So these sort of things, these sort of tools and techniques can be really helpful just as a means to be able to understand how to support your teams to grow in their relationships and potentially make some better decisions. Yeah.
Yes, and I know this workshop was held last year as well and was well presented, but also people really enjoyed the workshop, presented by Stefan Dole through the Diversity Institute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so some really great stuff in there.
Yeah, we work quite a bit with Stefan. He's got some really good stuff. He's very knowledgeable around teams and working across diversity and all of that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, he sure does, yeah. And so that workshop's on the 7th of August from 9 till 12. It's actually going to be an online session.
So that makes it easy.
Yeah, for people that, you know, maybe can't get into travelling into Hamilton, or maybe they can just go into a side office at work, things like that.
Yeah. No, that sounds excellent. So, of course, you can just get in touch with us, look on our website and sign up for that particular workshop if you're interested. Yeah. Hey, I see that the Young Workers Resource Centre are looking for new board members.
So, yeah, there's a few of our community organisations that are looking for board members at the moment, but really great to see that they've advertised in our weekly bulletin. Great opportunity for someone if you're passionate about young workers' rights, or you're looking for a nice challenge, or even just wanting to look at going on a board. It could be a great opportunity.
Yeah, I think it's I sit on a few, and I know that you are also very involved with community boards. But it is really good if you have a bit of interest in leadership and governance to jump on a board and have a bit of opportunity to grow some of those skills and that knowledge. And giving back at the same time, of course. Young Workers Resource Centre is a fantastic organisation. They do some amazing work, and if you're passionate about youth and you're passionate about workers' rights and all of that kind of stuff, I'm sure you'll have a great contribution to make to that. So, again, that would be jumping on their website, wouldn't it, Roseanne? Just to get in touch.
Yes, or you can contact Caitlin Wilson, and her email address is manager@ywrc.org.nz.
Yeah.
Or else, yes, go onto their website.
That's very, very nice and handy. Anything else we need to cover, Roseanne? What else have we got?
I thought through brain injury, Waikato got some peer support training coming up.
Yes.
Especially in that disabled space. They've got a series of workshops coming on October. Once a week from the 2nd through to the 30th of October, from 9:30 till 12. And it's going to be held at the Good News Community Centre in Norton.
Cool.
So it talks about what is peer support, how to deepen your understanding of identity and connection. Talks about, communication and how you can enhance those skills.
Mm.
Also helps you to empower your knowledge of disability rights in Aotearoa and also the various models of wellness. So, yeah, I think that would be really good for someone who's sort of interested in that space.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that's fantastic. Another really interesting one's actually through the Rainbow Hub. So they've got I don't know what you call it, workshop? No? a gathering, really, for adults who are perhaps questioning their sexuality or their gender. Or wanting to connect with other people who are on that journey as well. So they've actually got a bit of a gathering going on the 1st of August at Fraser Heights from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that's through their adult community education. Rainbow Hub do amazing work. They're a really accessible, friendly, knowledgeable organisation that can really provide, I think, a lot of uffy to people who are perhaps on that journey of discovery for themselves. And I think, finding a community can be a wonderful way to break some of that isolation and to grow a sense of well-being, just being connected with others. It's that whole find your tribe thing, right?
Yeah, and it's really great to see these opportunities that are now starting to, come up and more visible.
Yes.
For people. I think it's really great to see.
Yeah, totally. So, there are so many more. I'm hoping the people listening have had an opportunity to look through a little bit as well and see what's in our weekly bulletin. There's always so much to read about and to learn about in the sector. There's always so much going on. But, Roseanne, if people wanted to add something to the weekly bulletin, who would they or how would they go about doing that?
Best person to contact is our communications and marketing manager, which is Kim Cable, and her email address is kim@communitywaikato.org.nz.
That's right.
Or else you can go onto our website and you can find Kim's details there as well.
If you're not signed up already on the weekly bulletin, you can actually jump on our website, www.communitywaikato.org.nz. If you jump on there, it actually comes up with a pop-up, do you want to subscribe? And that will subscribe you to both the weekly bulletin and the Kumara Vine, which gives a little bit more of an in-depth look at particular topics of interest for the community and social service sector and Māori entities. So I would encourage you to do that if you're interested in making sure that you get all of these updates. But yes, if you're already on the weekly bulletin and you think, oh, I'd love to let people know a little bit more about what it is we're doing, the criteria is pretty straightforward, eh, Roseanne?
Yeah, look, it is just a matter of emailing Kim at kim@communitywaikato.org.nz, or else it could be info@communitywaikato.org.nz, which we'll get through to Kim, just with, just some words about what it is, you know, you're wanting to put onto the weekly bulletin. Maybe if you've got a photo, you know, it could be really great, or if you've got a link to maybe a website article as well. That Kim can put in there. So,
look,
if you have a look on the weekly bulletin, there's a lot of different things that we do have on there. It amazes me each week.
Yes.
You know, what has been running, you know, if it's workshops or just gatherings or just, you know, information for people.
Yeah, totally. There's always so much going on. As long as, you know, it's relevant to the community and social service sector, then we will tend to run it. The I suppose what we don't run are advertisements for purpose businesses just trying to make money from the non-profit sector. That's not what this is about. This is about more sharing what is happening across our community sector.
And as we referred to a little bit earlier about vacancies for like board members, you know, with the Hamilton Youth Workers Centre, and I know also too maybe some job in the community sector, you know, maybe one of our trusts or societies is looking for a new manager, or it might be you know, looking for a secretary or treasurer for their organisation. We've had a few that have been advertised through the weekly bulletin as well.
Yeah, and do keep that in mind if you're wanting to advertise a position and you really want someone with that community background, community experience, then the weekly bulletin's a great place to put that ad because it reaches so many people who are connected to the sector.
That's right, because, you know, it might be that I read it and I'm not looking for a new job myself, but, you know, it might be that I might know of someone. So,
exactly.
You know, then I can forward it on to them. So, yeah, as you say, you know, it's a great connection across the network, that's for sure.
Look, we're pretty much out of time at our end. I appreciate you joining us from the phone, Roseanne.
That's all right. Yeah, it's a little bit different not being there in the studio, but hopefully I'll be back driving in a couple of weeks' time, and after having a little bit of hip surgery. So, I'll be looking forward to getting back into the studio in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to seeing you. But thanks for joining us today. And thanks to our listeners as well. And we'll be back again, same bat time, same bat channel. And you have been listening to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.